Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 6. In verse 3, when you do a merciful or kind deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That is to say, do it quietly, taking no account of it. Don't even think about the fact that you did something like that. That your merciful or kind deed may be in secret, and your Father sees in secret, He Himself will reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. There's a lot of things that you don't realize you will get rewards for. For example, you show somebody kindness, you get rewards for that. You forgive somebody of something they did, you get rewards for that. You perhaps are merciful to someone, you get rewards for that. You're patient with somebody, you get rewards for that. It can be something as simple as doing your chores. You don't even think of it, but you do your chores with the right attitude. In other words, you do your chores because you know it helps the people in the home, because you care about the people in your home. You get rewards for that. There is, however, a way to lose those rewards, and there is a way to not lose those rewards. Don't lose your rewards. Don't lose your rewards. Jesus made a big deal out of the rewards that you get in heaven. The reason why He made a big deal out of it is because it is a big deal, the rewards you get in heaven. Now, everybody in heaven will be happy to the maximum of their ability. But what is maximum in one person is not the same as the maximum in another person. So how happy people are in heaven will vary, although everybody will be happy to the maximum of their ability. In the same way, some people will be extremely rich in heaven, and some people will not be very rich. And it depends on the rewards. Now, grace is given freely. You don't do anything to earn grace. Love is given freely. You don't do anything to earn the love of God. But rewards are different. Rewards have a condition to them. Now, that's not to say that we worry about, am I going to get a reward for this or not? That is to say that rewards are a result of something. They're a result of having things done with the right attitude, with the right heart. If you give a cup of cold water, Jesus said, you won't lose that reward. It's an act of kindness to give a cup of cold water to somebody who's thirsty. And so what He's really saying, if you do an act of kindness, that act is going to result in a reward. You do these things all the time and you don't even know about them because you do them with the right attitude, with the right heart. He's saying here that there are certain people, for example, He calls them hypocrites. And these were people that were called the Pharisees. The Pharisees were the religious crowd of the day. They were the religious rulers, the high priests. These were not godly people in some cases. And they would do things so that other people would see them doing those things. And they did them not for the sake of God saying they should be done, not for the sake of responding to God, not for the sake of loving somebody, not for the sake of being kind, not for the sake of being responsive in the correct fashion to God at all. They did it so that people would praise them for it. They did it so that people would recognize, oh, they did this. And so they did things where they could be seen. These people also used to give tithes and offerings where everybody could see they were giving something. While that didn't result in a reward for them, they already had their reward. Their reward was according to their desire. Their desire was to be noticed. They got noticed. That was their reward. God is saying, what you do, do it quietly. Don't do it so that everybody knows about it. Do it quietly. He's not saying, don't do it. He is saying, do it quietly. Do it where nobody necessarily knows about it, or do it even if nobody knows about it. Because it doesn't matter if anyone knows about it. God sees in secret. God sees the things nobody else sees. God knows the things nobody else knows. And what you do in secret, God will reward it openly. When you stand at the Bema Seat, and that's the place where you receive your rewards when you get to heaven, God will reward you openly. Everyone will see the rewards that you've gotten, albeit you've gotten them through things done in secret. Now, there are times when somebody does an act of kindness or something merciful or maybe takes a step of faith, and they'll do it secretly. But then, if nobody notices it, they'll resent that. There are times when people will say, see what I did. Those people lose their reward. Because all of a sudden, they received a reward. And they lose the eternal reward that God wanted to give. Never bring up, see what I did. I did that. I need credit. Okay, credit is your reward. I did that. I want people to know. Okay, people knowing is your reward. But I did that, and that's where I leave it. Not wanting, not worrying, not caring if anybody knows, if anybody sees, if anybody acknowledges it, and God gives me a reward. When people don't reward me, God does. Now, I'm not saying that if you do something and you do receive acknowledgement for it, that you lose your reward. It's really a heart issue. What is your desire? If your desire is to be recognized or to be applauded by people in some way, then that becomes your reward. But if your desire is simply to be kind or to do something because you love or to do something because God said to do it, that becomes your reward with God. And He will reward you openly for the things that you've done in secret. Don't lose your rewards by changing your mind. You may do something because of kindness and then say, see what kindness I have done? Well, you've lost your eternal reward so that you could get acknowledgement. Beware of that. Watch out for that. Guys, the rewards in heaven are important. They're extremely important. That's why Jesus made a big deal out of them. They are extremely important. You don't understand the importance now. None of us do. Because we're not in heaven yet. But we can understand what important means. And God says they're important. The things that take place now do affect our condition in heaven. For example, in time, somebody gets saved and they go to heaven. So what we do now does impact heaven and our experiences in heaven. You respond to God now and you get rewards in heaven. Now, everybody will be tested. Everybody. 1 Corinthians 3:12 says that if we build on the foundation of the Word of God with gold, which is things of faith, silver, which is things of redemption, what Christ has done for us, precious stones, which is the fruit of the Spirit, which starts with love, or we can build on it with wood, which is things of the old sin nature, with hay, which is things of the emotions, or with stubble, which is things we start but quit, each person's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, and it's talking about the day at the Bema Seat. It will declare it because it will be revealed by fire. Now, that doesn't mean that at the Bema Seat there's going to be a big fire. That means that it's the fiery trial of your faith. Everybody goes through the fire. And that's not literal fire. That is a difficult circumstance. Everybody goes through difficult circumstances. That's where you are tested. How do you respond in the difficult circumstance? That's where a lot of the rewards are found. Not all of them, but a lot of them. If in the difficult circumstance you respond with faith, you get a reward of gold. If in the difficult circumstance you respond with redemption, for example, somebody does something unkind to you and you just immediately forgive them, whether they're asking to be forgiven or not, you receive a reward of silver. By the way, gold is not more valuable than silver in heaven. They are both equally valuable, they're just different. If in the difficult circumstance you respond with something that is love, for example, kindness or patience, self-control, things that Galatians 5:22 and 23 say are the fruit of the Spirit, then you receive a reward of precious stones, things like diamonds or emeralds. Now, these things to us seem like metals or stones or something, but in heaven they take on much more meaning, much more importance, and much more value. And so he gives you these rewards. In heaven, you cannot lose your rewards. The beautiful thing is in heaven, if you get a certain amount of gold, it's not like you have to go out and spend the gold to buy your horse. No, you get to keep that for eternity. If you're rich in heaven at the Bema Seat, you're rich for eternity. You can't use up your rewards. You cannot get them, or you can get them, but you can't use them up. You can use them, but they'll never come to an end. Over here, if you're rich and you spend all your money, well, then you have no more money. Over there in heaven, the rewards never end. You can't use them up. And so these rewards are really important because they last you forever. The loss, if you don't get rewards, will last forever. If you do get rewards, you get them forever. So it's a big deal. What survives the test? In other words, the things in which you are tested, when you respond either in faith or redemption or love, you will receive those rewards. If you respond in the old sin nature or in emotionalism or you quit, you lose rewards. So be careful not to lose your rewards. Now, when somebody does something that is of faith, or of redemption, or of love, and later they become self-oriented in it, then they lose the gold, the silver, or the precious stone. On the other hand, when somebody basically sins, and whatever is not of faith is sin, Romans 14:23. So it can be outward, or it doesn't have to be outward. It can be maybe mental or what have you. When somebody sins and then they get right with God, getting right will give reward. So maybe I didn't operate in faith and I lost my opportunity for gold, but then I got right with God and I continued with Him properly, I get silver instead. Silver has just as much value as gold, although silver is different than gold. It's still extremely valuable. So whatever condition we're in, as far as rewards go, we can change our condition. if you've been losing rewards for lack of faith responses, you can regain those rewards by correcting the mistake. It won't be the same reward as you've gotten, but it will be a reward for the correction. Likewise, you don't want to be in a situation where you did things that were right with God with the right attitude, and then all of a sudden take on the wrong attitude about it and lose the reward. You want to be really careful about that. Don't lose your rewards. Keep the heart right with God. That's where the rewards are protected. Now in Matthew 7:1, and this is a big deal. Judge not, and you will not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. You choose the judgment. How will God judge me? That's your choice. The way that you choose is what you do for other people. Jesus said, whatever you've done to the least, the bottom of the barrel person, the one who looks the worst, whatever you've done for that person, you've done it to me. Because everybody who is a Christian is the body of Christ. So I don't care how bad they may seem, if they are a Christian, you've done it to Christ, whatever you've done to them. And so if I see somebody who's making a mistake, they're failing. Doesn't matter what the failure is, it can be big, it can be small. If I judge them for it, if I condemn them, then I'll receive the judgment that I give. I don't know about anybody else, but I want God to be generous with me. I want God to be merciful toward me. I want God to be kind to me. Well, that's my choice. The way that I make that choice is I'll be generous with another person. I'll be kind to another person. I'll be merciful to another person. And I've made my choice. We Christians, we choose the judgment we receive. Nobody chooses it for us. We choose the judgment we receive. In Luke 6:36, be merciful. Just as your Father is also merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you won't be condemned. The world nowadays loves to condemn. The world is condemned. Why are they condemned? Because they've chosen it. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. This is a big one. I want you guys to make sure you understand how this works, because this is going to change your lives here, and it's going to change your eternity. Forgive and you will be forgiven. The word forgive in the original language literally means release somebody from prison or bondage. And then it says, and you will be released from prison or bondage. Now, it's not that they're in a real literal prison. They might be, but that's not really what it's saying. What it's saying is, I can keep a memory of what somebody did wrong. And if I insist on remembering what somebody did wrong, and they wronged me in it, then I will never be free of what they did to me. Let's say that somebody, I don't know, says something really nasty to you, and it really hurts your feelings. If you don't forgive it, it's going to continue to hurt your feelings. Some people live for years that way. Some people live their whole life that way. This is what happened when I was whatever age, 10, 12, 5, whatever, it doesn't matter. This is what happened. And then for the next 50 years, this is what happened. And they live in the hurt of it. They live in the bad results of it. Not because they had to, but because they wouldn't release it. They said, this person did this to me. And they cry about it for the next 50 years. Why not just forgive it and then be freed of it? That person becomes in bondage or in prison to what somebody else did to them. So if you release them from what they did, you will be released from what they did. Not from what you did, from what they did. The best way to avoid being hurt is to forgive. People will always do something that'll disappoint you. They're human beings. They can't help it. It's the condition of the human. Humans are very imperfect. Show me a perfect person and I will show you Christ, and there was only one of those. Humans are not perfect in any way. And so they will always have something that disappoints you. If you made expectations of them that you didn't have the right to make. I have no right to make expectations of anyone about anything. I can only make expectations of God, because God is the only one who gives me promises that cannot lie. Humans may tell me their intentions, and they may be good intentions, but they don't have all ability, and sometimes they will not succeed in their intentions. Sometimes people are just rotten. Not everybody, but some. People will always disappoint you to some measure. Don't worry about it. They're just people. They're no different than I am. They're no better, they're no worse. They're just like I am. I'm imperfect, they're imperfect. I make mistakes, they make mistakes. I get things right, I get things wrong. They get things right, they get things wrong. When they get things wrong, forgive them instantly. And you will not be hurt by them. Forgiveness is your biggest protection. In any relationship, forgiveness has to be the foundation. It comes from the blood of Christ. The blood removes all sin. The blood removes their sin. The blood removes mine. Forgiveness is easy when I don't have to forgive something that is, but rather I forgive something that God already took away. Then it continues, given it will be given you in good measure, pressed down, in other words, it's not going to be loose in the bottle, it's going to be really tightly packed, shaken together, running over, he will put it into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. What you're willing to give, God will give back to you. I remember several years ago now, actually about 20 years ago, come to think of it, maybe more, I was at a Denny's restaurant with a bunch of missionaries. And there was a guy there, he didn't say a word, but the Holy Spirit said to my heart, give him $5. You can tell how long ago that was. You could buy something for $5 at Denny's. But the Holy Spirit said to me, give him $5. And honestly, I didn't know if I had it. And I said to God, I said, God, I don't know if I have $5. He said, you have $15. Give him $5. So I looked in my wallet. I had $15, a 10 and a 5, and I gave him $5. By the end of the day, I had my $5 back. Somebody turned around and gave me $5. No good reason. So here's $5. Didn't expect that. But by the end of the day, I had my $5 back. There's nothing that I can give that God won't give back. And so God says, don't be afraid to give. I'll give it back to you. Whenever you do things with the right heart, give something to somebody, God will give it back to you. Don't ever be afraid to be generous with the right attitude, because then God will give it right back to you. You can't lose with. Sometimes people are afraid to do something like tithe. They'll say, well, my money is limited. No, do it with the right heart and God will give it back to you and then some. Never be afraid to give with the right attitude, because God will give it back to you. In Luke 6:43, a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit, for every tree is known by its fruit. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. Out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. It really is what's going on in the heart. That's what it's about. It's not so much about people's actions, because people's actions can be about what's going on in the heart. Your rewards in heaven will be given when things are done with the right heart. When things were done with the wrong heart, God called that hypocrisy. And the people he did it, he called hypocrites. But when things are done with the right heart, where things are done because God loves, or you regard what God says, or because you have concern for the things and the people that God has concern for, then you get reward. If you're going to do something just because you think you're going to get something for it in return, well, when you get that thing in return, you've gotten your reward. But if you do things because you love, because you're kind, because you're patient, if you do things because you're responding to God and what He desires in the situation, you always get a reward. Those rewards you won't lose, so long as the heart is right. In Matthew 7:24, when you hear things like this from the Word of God, apply them, exercise them, do them. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And when the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, it did not fall, for it was founded on a rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house and it fell. And great was its fall. The Word of God, the things that God says, the things you hear from the Word of God, the things you read in the Bible, those are the sure things. Other things, don't even worry about. The things that are reliable are the things in the Bible. When the Bible tells you something like, this is how you get rewards, trust it. Respond to it, and then apply it. In other words, do it. If you try to go outside of what God has said, it's not going to stand up. You're not going to be successful outside of what God has said. God gives us how to be successful. Sometimes people do it. Sometimes people try to go about things their own way without going about it the way God said. The ones who do it the way God said to do it, they're successful. The ones who don't, it's a big fat loss. Don't lose your rewards. Don't lose your rewards. The key to it is right here. In 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. You humble yourself, and God lifts you up. You lift yourself up, and in James 4:6, God humbles you. It's much better for you. Humble yourself, and let God lift you up. If there's one thing you always want to maintain as a quality in your own life, and guard it with everything you have, is humility. Humility is the key to everything with God. Without humility, you have nothing. With humility, you have everything. Don't lose your rewards. Stay humble. Do it God's way. And you're going to have some seriously fantastic rewards. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.